Let's move on from there. If you're sort of looking about taking out a bit with Black Friday coming up next week, a bit of extra credit, you know, these next couple of months, and so be prepared to experience the snowball effect of what people normally call just a little bit of debt here and a little bit of debt there kind of action. So according to Matthijs Potgieter, the spokesperson for debts and debt expert at Debt Safe, the choice you make now will have a massive ripple effect and snowball effect at the end of January, beginning of February. And I wonder if, you know, if that's not the reason, sort of because of overspending during the course of the festive period, and everybody's out there, and you got this frenzy, this absolute frenzy around you that everybody is spending, so you also need to spend. No, you don't. You need to keep your money safe, and first of all, have a look at your own financial situation, and see whether or not you should be spending. So everybody is out there. Black Friday is on their minds. They've already circled all the newspapers and sort of the catalogs, and signed up online for all these fantastic deals, and the people are already sending you these things. So let's have a chat this morning to Matthijs Potgieter. He's our debt expert at DebtSafe. Good morning to you, Matthijs, and welcome to the show again.
Good morning, Zane. Thank you so much for having me.
Do you do any online shopping?
I sometimes do try. I'm actually a very bad shopper myself. I only do it when I'm really forced to do it. So I'm not a big consumerist, but every now and then when there is an opportunity, I would rather do online shopping because I personally despise malls.
The reason why I'm asking is that the 2017-2018 statistics for online shopping is coming out, and it's believed that it's gone up to 25% of the market is now online shopping, and 14 billion rand is what consumers will be spending or have spent during the course of this particular period in terms of online shopping. So it seems to be increasing. It is increasing and is becoming more popular in terms of a choice. So with online shopping, with normal shopping, with you being bombarded on social media about Black Friday, why is this a crucial time for consumers to be wary and to sort of count their pennies a lot more?
The thing is that because what you said is that the bombardment that's happening currently, and we all see the word sale and we all see the word discount, and then we start believing that maybe I need this item because it is on sale or because it is on discount. So going into this Black Friday and into this Christmas season, it's very important to establish what do I need and what do I like, and maybe stick to really just the things that you need. Christmas is starting earlier because of Black Friday. So the holiday shopping is actually starting at the end of November already, where we usually used to only spending a lot of money when it comes to Christmas or during the holiday period. So interesting stats that I read the other day as well, they said that last year on just Black Friday, there was around about a 1.3 billion rand that was spent on Black Friday last year. So they expect it also to increase this coming Black Friday. Consumers need to understand where does the money come from that they are spending, especially on Black Friday. You are going to be bombarded with big discounts like a 50%, 75%, 80%, which means that that is a big sale. But you're still going to pay that 20% or that 25%. And if you do not really need that item, you are actually still wasting that money when you go into Black Friday and buying or purchasing a specific item. Also, the other thing thinking about is when you go into Black Friday with credit, it means that you are at the moment saving the 50, 75, 80%, but also later on you will pay more for it because you are not really saving because of all the interest that you've got to pay and the admin fees and the cost of credit. So going into Black Friday, we really need to have a plan. Know exactly what you want out of it. Do your research. Check what is really on sale and what isn't on sale. Do I need this? And how am I going to pay for this? That is, I think, the key things.
And one of the most important things, and you know, I looked at some of the specials. I mean, they were offering 2 liters or 2.5 liters of Coke at like 14 Rand. And I'm saying to myself that this is definitely not, it's not a special offer. It's not the kind of thing where I would take my money and go and buy even 6 bottles of this, because around normal times, you would also find this at R13.99 on special offer. So what are the big do's and don'ts for people who are going forward into sort of the festive season as well as Black Friday craziness?
Research is utterly important. And what we have to understand is that a retailer still has a business to run as well. So they will lure you into their shop with certain line items where there will be possible big discounts on, hoping to get you into the store and the feet into the store, and then you start purchasing other items that is not necessarily on discount. So they call it the lost soldiers. So they will put the lost soldiers on high discount, luring you into the store so that you start purchasing additional items because you feel now that you are saving this 50% or 75%, so I can now afford buying these other items as well that is not necessarily on a discount. So research is very important, and do not get trapped by the hype or the euphoria of that Black Friday moment.
And, the problem for me is, Matthijs, is how price conscious are South Africans? And my wife, we used to just pick up a packet of meat or pick up a packet of something and say, ah, well, it's 42 Rand or 38 Rand and let's buy it. Until I eventually trained her how to look at kilogram, prices per kilogram. And that is actually, so when you look at cheese, for instance, you need to look at what is $89.99 a kilogram as opposed to sometimes 104. And that piece of cheese, which is 32 Rand, is costing you actually more because it's 104 Rand per kilogram. So how can consumers capitalize on this time without giving into credit?
I think what you said is 100% true. We are not price conscious. If I ask you, what is the price for a 2 liter milk at the moment? Most people will not be able to answer it. Or what does white bread cost? So we are so used to running into the store, knowing that we have to put these things in our basket, throwing it in our basket and then running out. But we do not know what is the price of individual items. And when it comes to buying groceries, especially this time of the year with Christmas upcoming, we have to understand that we're possibly going to spend a bit more on groceries than our normal budget throughout the year. But very important, when you budget, you have to have a plan. You have to have a list. But on that list, you need to know what is each individual item price, so that you can set that specific budget. Most stores, yet again, retail stores, will always have the best profit margin products run about eye height on the shelves. But if you look at a product, and let's say it is something like sugar, you will see that the price of the sugar that's run about eye height will be the best profit for that retailer. If you just look up or down or left or right, you will see possibly a price that is better for you. So sometimes a small rand here and there can definitely save. If we talk about something like meat or cheese or something like that you've mentioned, good idea to always have a look at the cost per kilogram. If we have a look at individual products like tin food or milk or bread, have a look at what is the other prices around you, and just make sure that you pick the price that is best for your pocket.
Chatting this morning to Matthijs Potgieter, our spokesperson and debt expert at Debt Safe. Matthijs, should I be maximizing my credit card because I think that I would actually be saving a bit of money, or is the interest on that credit card going to kill me in the long run?
What we have to remember is that there is life after December, and that we call 2019, and it's January, and it's a very long month. So whatever we do now will possibly have a big financial impact on you in January and February to come. And January and February is also sometimes financially quite taxing months because you have kids that need to go to school, you have school fees, all those kind of stuff. You have to go back to work. So there's possibly additional costs. It's never a good idea to go into a Christmas period or Black Friday just on credit, because it is going to bite you later on, because the cost of credit is quite expensive. When you look at interest rates and all those things, it is very expensive. The only thing that South Africans need to remember is that December is a normal month, like always, when it comes to your normal expenditure. So have a budget and have a separate budget for December. And I know December is around the corner. If you haven't done that, learn from your mistakes and start planning already for 2019 December. That's one thing that we always know. December is always coming. And majority of the time, we find that December is always creeping up on us, but it's just because we didn't plan properly for December. So it is not a good idea to go into a very splurgy Christmas on credit, because that credit you will have to pay back in 2019, and it's going to be more difficult for you then.
And the problem with Christmas gifts, and you know, how do you budget for that? Do you take a certain amount of money, or do you save up during the course of the year and buy presents during the course of the year? And do you just say, listen, this is my spending on Christmas. I'm going to be spending X amount of money, 1,000 rand or 500 rand, on gifts, and that is going to be it?
That is basically the best way of doing it. There's a lot of people that I know of personally that's got a cap on a present per person or for Christmas. And it sounds like something silly, but something like 50 Rand. But there is some method behind the logic for me is that as well, is that if you go into a store and you have to buy 10 presents for Christmas for people, you just get it over and done with, and you do not really look at the price. But when you put a cap on it, and you know you can only spend $50, you have to really think about that person and really think about, what am I going to buy them? Are they going to enjoy this? Are they going to like this? And sometimes that helps us to make a present for Christmas also something that you really value and that person can really treasure, and not just getting into buying something because we have to buy. The other thing is Christmas is not really about the gift. It's yet again what the media and what consumerism do to us. But Christmas is about spending time with family, spending time with your loved ones. So I think go back to the core. What is Christmas really about before we see it as just another way to spoil someone with something physical or materialistic?
And that's Matthijs Potgieter at Debt Expert at Debt Safe, and telling us about what the do's and don'ts are in terms of Christmas and in terms of spending, and also in terms of Black Friday. You need to be very, very careful. A number of people are advertising, and you do have extra cash, and if you have a little bit of extra cash, buy what is really an absolute special when it comes to Black Friday, and compare prices. Be price conscious. Think to yourself that this particular thing at 13.99 is not a special offer. They'll be, I always say that retailers will be repeating those specials going forward. So if you're getting a 3 kilogram bag of charcoal at 20 Rand, it might sound a special, but it necessarily is not a special offer.